WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The current makeup of the Bryan City Council showed no interest in changing the current philosophy in code enforcement.
When I was here last time, I left this podium with the direction given to me. It was an emphasis placed on proactive enforcement, and we are trying our best to make sure we achieve that direction.
Mark Jurica fielded numerous questions in his first council update in 3 years.
We're not heartless. We will start new with every grass case at the turn of the calendar year. So if I sent you a notice in November, I'm not carrying that forward. I will start over as the beginning of grass season starts, because what's out of sight is out of mind. We all had Christmas. We all went through the fall. We're going through the spring. But we will start this process here very soon.
Jurica says once initial notifications are issued, they will be prepared to take action in May and June when they receive citizen complaints or staff makes observations. The College Station City Council is considering a staff idea giving developers an opportunity to pay less for recently imposed impact fees.
We've looked at what the law allows, what do other cities do, and we have come up with what we think is a draft policy that would not only be fair to the developers, but also not just completely undermine the whole purpose of impact fees. We're trying to strike a good balance between those two.
The proposal, presented by Interim Deputy City Manager Dave Coleman, was supported at the last council meeting. Final action will follow meetings with developers and possibly the public to credit developers when they build water and wastewater lines and streets. The director of Texas A&M Student Counseling Center told the Faculty Senate that they are among schools nationwide working to address the myth that it takes too long for students to be seen. Dr. Marianne Covey says the myth is 6 weeks, but this semester the average waiting time has been 9 business days.
Why this impacts, I think, the perception of the counseling center is because everybody wants something yesterday, and then they want us to fix it in 10 minutes.
Covey says instead of therapy, they're teaching students skills.
So when we say something like, you know, you might want to use your phone maybe for a calendar, they look at me like I'm crazy. Okay, well, what do you mean? Like for time management, like maybe you could schedule study time. I know that's kind of crazy. And they'll just look like, I didn't even know that was on my phone.
Covey says the center has had student groups this semester learning how to be resilient and how to handle failure. A North Zulch woman is in the Brazos County Jail for the 11th time in 17 years. 37-year-old Jennifer Westbrook was arrested by College Station police for forging and cashing 4 checks belonging to her former employer, totaling almost $3,300. According to the CSPD arrest report, after Westbrook was fired, her former employer did an audit and discovered 10 forged checks. In addition to the new charges, Westbrook is also being held on a charge of violating parole. According to online court records, she still owes almost $7,700 in restitution, attorney fees, and court costs following her guilty plea 5 years ago to using someone else's credit card. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 68 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
BC, there lived a Greek philosopher named Diogenes. During the day, Diogenes would wander the streets of Athens, carrying a lamp and claiming to be looking for one honest man.
Where is he? Where is the one honest man I can trust?
We have an honest man living right here in Bryan College Station, and his name is Pete. Pete's the owner of Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan, right across the street from Blinn College. Whether your car's American, European, Japanese, or from anywhere else, they'll fix it. And Pete's Auto Care is the place you send your wife and daughters, because you know they'll be treated fairly.
I've not only found an honest man, I've found an honest mechanic.
And it only took you 2,400 years. Don't you wait 2,400 years. When your car needs service or repair, take it to Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan, across from Blinn. Pete's Auto Care.
Hi, this is Debbie, and I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is sponsored by Home Instead Senior Care, where to us, it's personal. Every week on Brazos Wellness, we interview healthcare and medical professionals. Join us this week for Brazos Valley Hospice, Lee Bolnick with Long-Term Care, and we're going to talk about the top three mental health problems facing us today. Tune in Sundays at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:11, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Mostly cloudy and warm today. It'll be breezy as well. Highs close to 80. We're at risk for an isolated shower during the day. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, mild tonight, 65 to 70. Cloudy, breezy, scattered showers, and maybe a thunderstorm for tomorrow, 75 to 80. Partial clearing, windy tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Sunshine and breezy Wednesday. Highs Wednesday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Now I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship was held last night, and it was a doozy.
Ogumba Wale for the win. Good! Arike Ogumba Wale wins the national championship for Notre Dame!
Adam Amin with the call on ESPN. Yeah, it was crazy. Notre Dame came back to rally past Mississippi State, 61-58 on that three-pointer with a tenth of a second left. So Notre Dame is the NCAA Women's Championship. Now the men's title game is set for tonight in San Antonio with Michigan and Villanova. So that one is going to be big. We'll cover all that as well as opening weekend of Major League Baseball. And also plenty of Aggie sports in action over the weekend as well. All that more coming up in sports.
How was y'all's weekend? Okay, it was okay.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
It was good.
Hey, Reeves, how was the drink fest? I mean, the tournament.
Hey, hey. Are you judging or jealous? I can't really tell.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. The Houston Open was great. Talk about another clutch finish. Ian Poulter yesterday, coming back, forcing a playoff hole and winning the Houston Open to punch his ticket to the Masters. It was a pretty phenomenal tournament.
As the last spot in the roster, right?
Yeah.
For the Masters.
Well, and a crazy story about Ian Poulter. He was told he was going to the Masters a week ago, and then they came back and said, "Oh, just kidding. We miscalculated. You're not.
You oh, have really?
Yep." And so he was playing in the Austin tournament, the Dell match play tournament
right.
last weekend. And before one of his match plays, they said, "Oh, hey, by the way, you have to win this." And he didn't. And then came to the Houston Open, shot, you know, one over his first day, wasn't playing very well, and then rallied back. So
wow.
Going to the Masters.
That's
There's so many weird ways to qualify
yeah.
and points and all sorts of stuff. And his just got real convoluted,
yeah.
and they made a few mistakes with calculating
yeah.
who
oh,
was
like,
going.
By the way, we thought you were in, but you're not.
Right.
Psych.
Right.
Yeah.
They want winners.
And he's a European player. This was the first tournament he'd ever won in the States.
Okay.
So
he didn't know how it worked over here.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that's it. So, okay. So he did what he had to do.
Yep.
Right. And then, you know, what they do is the PGA charters a special plane
mm-hmm.
that leaves on Sunday night.
Right.
So that they're all over in Georgia today.
Right.
For the ones who'd played in that tournament. So, you know.
Yeah, he actually went back home on Sunday just for the night and then was flying out, I guess, this morning to go.
Is he British?
No.
You know what he's
something else.
I'll figure it out. But
he's a Finnish or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It has one of those flags you look at and you go, I don't know what that flag is.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Says he was born in the UK, so
okay.
Who knows?
Play representing someplace.
He says he's English.
Oh,
English
yeah.
professional
yeah.
golfer.
All right. Well,
for some reason, I did not think that.
The name's weird. It throws you off.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter because apparently, you know, there's going to be, if a bomb hits nuclear bomb hits, you know, then there are going to be a lot of people who die.
Right.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard about that.
Really
or not.
Took a turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it did.
Sorry.
Sports, well, the fun, reason.
Spoiler alert. Death. There'll be death everywhere. Death and destruction. Yay.
The reason it is, and of course, if you'll recall, I think it was in January that the doomsday clock moved like 2 minutes closer to midnight. Yeah, yeah, whatever, whatever. But apparently, they found a map as to exactly what would happen if a nuclear bomb was dropped on Times Square.
Oh.
And so if you live in the New York area, you can now type in your zip code, and it tells you where you need to go or if there's any chance that you'll live. So
better hope you don't live next to Times Square. Just,
well, you know, that's true. And, I mean, they have, it says fireball, radiation, shockwave, and heat.
Okay.
And basically it would kill 4.6 million people. So reason enough to not go to New York. What do you think? Because if the bomb falls, then on Times Square,
right?
Then, but it'd be a great backdrop for Fox News, wouldn't it? Because they're always overlooking Times Square.
Yeah,
I'm just saying it'd be a little bit.
There's a lot of those, like Good Morning America, aren't they?
That's right. There's a whole bunch of those that they could do that if they wanted to. All right. So today's weather, no matter what, will not be nearly as nice as it was the last 2 days. It's been perfect. Know that so that I can tell you. Remember how last week we told you that you're drinking pieces of plastic?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, out of our water bottle.
Guess what? Now scientists say we're just breathing it in.
Oh.
We swallow 114 pieces of plastic with every meal because there is household dust that contains soft furnishings and synthetic fibers that fall onto our dinner plates. We can't eat at home anymore.
Oh, my.
We have to eat at a place that has hard surfaces like McDonald's.
No, that is not true.
Oh, all right. But it says we are swallowing 100 tiny plastic particles every time we eat a meal. Now, I don't know if that includes snacking.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. Then there's the other thing. How about the cardboard fibers inside the pizza box?
Oh.
You see how dangerous it
is?
Well,
cardboard's good for you, though.
It's just dangerous to live. We should all just die.
And not eat pizza and anything that comes in plastic, apparently.
Cardboard is good for you?
Well, you never know. I mean, maybe talk about it's high fiber.
An investigation
high
by the...
High fiber. Not getting enough fiber. I'm going to have a cardboard snack.
I mean, that's pretty much what a bran muffin is anyways, isn't it?
Or a Pop-Tart?
Oh.
It's cardboard with flat, you know, with the filling in the middle of it. I'm just saying. Anyway, the investigation, they read it for over 3 months, and they found that there's plastic in our gut.
We got a lot of info.
Nation.
And they found out it's inside fishes, too, so that doesn't help any.
Oh, no.
Along with the mercury?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm sorry to put such a bummer on the day today.
Yeah.
Since it was so nice, the weather was nice, and it was a great weekend. But, yeah, apparently there's plastic lurking out there, and if you go to Times Square, a bomb could go off. And yeah.
So it's hope, sweet, sweet death sometime soon.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is Glenn Brewer with the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. The BCS Chamber of Commerce and title sponsor Texas A&M University invite you to gather your coworkers and join us for our fifth annual Water Cooler 5K Fun Run and Walk. In an effort to promote team building and workplace wellness, this run will begin at 4 p.m. on Thursday, April 5th at Wolf Pen Creek. For more information, visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 619. Zach, I don't think you know that I had texted a picture to Chelsea on Friday morning of some refreshment beverages that we had received.
Oh, yeah.
And I texted her that picture and with the caption, look what you're missing out on, or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Look what she's missing. I didn't get any of it.
Well, I understand, and neither did I. Actually, I gave it away. But in response...
You didn't even save it for
wow.
me?
Yeah.
Great, yeah. Thanks.
Okay. In response to that, she sends a picture of, it looks like bacon and eggs And I think she was drinking tomato juice.
A Bloody
or something.
Mary.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh. I was going to say tomato juice.
Oh,
it was
a V8. I appreciate that. Yeah.
With the golf course in the background, she said, no, look what you're missing out on.
See, that's one thing, is she didn't rub it in our faces. But
well,
that's
no.
Hey,
he
I started it first. It's all right, but I'm just saying. Yeah.
I totally enjoyed the live hit, though. My friend Kendall thought it was just the coolest thing ever that I was talking on the radio, you know, from the golf course.
Hey, why not?
So,
we can do it from anywhere now.
Exactly.
I mean, L.A. one week, it's the Houston Open the next week.
Right.
Who knows where we'll be? We may be in England in May. Who knows?
Who knows?
How was Kendall? Did she have a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay, good.
Yeah, is that okay? Yeah. I mean.
No, that's great. I'm glad she had a good time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yesterday was the first day of the month, and so we didn't do all those things
on Friday.
So today is Alcohol Awareness Month.
Hey, there you go.
Why April of all months?
You know, I have no idea.
It's Alcoholics Awareness or Alcohol Awareness.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I think we're aware.
Yeah, we are. Jazz Appreciation Month, Guitar Month, Keep America Beautiful Month. Just this month. Don't you have to worry about it any other time. I know, really. Humor Month, Poetry Month, Stress Awareness Month.
That's big.
And to go along with that, Pet Month, which would help.
Okay.
It's also National Soft Pretzel Month.
Ooh.
So
I do like me some soft pretzels.
That's it. And the monks in southern France or northern Italy are the ones who are believed to have invented pretzels back in 610 AD.
Okay.
All right. As far as today, it's World Autism Day. It's National Love Your Produce Manager Day.
Hey.
Probably ask permission first. It's Children's Book Day. And it's the White House Easter egg roll. Do you think?
Oh.
Is the president coming out for that? Does he do that? I don't know. National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Oh, yes.
And National Ferret Day.
Oh.
He's a ferret. This is a ferret.
All right, birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Quavo, am I saying that right? From Migos. He's turning 27.
Sure.
We would play some of their stuff, but it's not family friendly.
Okay.
Bethany Joy Lenz is turning 37. Haley on One Tree Hill.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She wrote Halo, which is one of the hits from the show.
Okay.
So she wrote that with Kara DiGuardi, who was American Idol judge. Pedro Pascal is turning 43. He plays Oberyn Martell on Soap Opera with Swords. He's DEA agent Javier Pena on Narcos for those fans. Mm-hmm. He's also in the upcoming Wonder Woman sequel. I did not know that. Hmm. So he's a good actor. Michael Fassbender, another really good actor. We skipped over him. He's turning 41. Okay. Magneto, X-Men movies. He was also in Prometheus, Alien Covenant.
Oh, yeah.
He was the androids in those movies. He's been in a lot of stuff. Rosalind Sanchez turning 45 without a trace.
Oh,
so she's in that show.
Yeah,
she was also in Devious Maids.
She had great hair.
Yeah.
Great hair.
Yeah, she's got great hair. That's what I was paying attention to. She's turning 45 today. Clark Gregg is turning 56. He plays Agent Phil Coulson, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was also The Adventures of New Christine, right, with Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
He was in that. I think he was her ex-husband in that show. So he's turning 56. Karen Woodward of Bananarama? Yeah, Bananarama is turning 57 today. Hold on. We got this.
Do you?
Cruel, Cruel Summer.
Yeah.
Also,
sure.
Venus.
Uh-huh,
I heard
Venus,
a rumor. Yeah. And Robert De Niro's waiting.
Okay.
He's waiting for you.
Got that.
So there you go. Around the corner to probably kill you.
Anyway.
Christopher Maloney is turning 57.
Okay.
Law and Order, SVU, True Blood, Oz. He's been in a ton of stuff.
Yep.
Emmylou Harris is turning 71 today.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't pull it.
No. All right, don't worry about it.
All right,
okay,
my bad.
Yep.
Linda Hunt turning 73. She played Hetty, the tiny boss on NCIS.
Yeah, a little short lady.
Los Angeles. Of course, she was also a judge on The Practice.
And also played the bartender in Silverado.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was doing a little Kindergarten Cop. There with
oh,
the parent.
Is she in that?
She was the principal in Kindergarten
oh,
Cop.
Okay.
So
all
there
right.
you go. Yeah. Don Sutton, he's turning 73. He pitched until, what, last year?
All right, baseball dude.
Yeah, he pitched for a really long time, Hall of Famer. And also, today would have been Marvin Gaye's birthday.
Oh, wow.
So for Marvin, here you go. I've been really trying, baby. Died in 1984.
Oh, he did. Dad shot him, is that right?
Yeah, his dad shot him.
Yep. Well, That speaks volumes right there.
Yeah.
There you go, 624.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
President Trump's media coverage for 2018 is starting to resemble the shamefully, abusively biased coverage that dominated all of 2017. Now, Newsbusters reports that out of 851 total minutes of airtime devoted to the administration, well, the network spent 204 minutes, 24%, on the Russia investigation, eclipsing other major topics, you know, like the economy, immigration reform, even the gun debate. And according to the report, network coverage zeroed in on so-called scandals of the Trump administration, and 63% of their coverage focusing in on topics like Russia and Michael Wolff's book. And out of the 712 evaluative statements about President Trump issued by anchors and reporters on network news channels, well, a whopping 9% were positive, 91% negative. Some things never change.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Whatever you do for a living, you think you're the best person for the job, right? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 18th year of the Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. bestofthebrazos.com.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, winner of the Kubota Elite Certified Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 17 straight years. Home of the Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the number one selling compact tractor in Texas, the new Kubota L2501F 24.8 horsepower, along with the 3-point quick hitch and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,599 cash price, or with financing less than $114 per month. Upgrade to a 4-wheel drive and get monthly payments of only $129 per month. Remember, Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, online normandytractor.com. Remember, for the largest selection and best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW 628. Let's check weather. It's brought to you this morning by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. After a pretty nice weekend, we're going to have pretty good weather here. A little chance of showers peeking into the forecast. About 81 for a high temperature today. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10. Probably be in the upper 80s next couple of days. Now, they do tell us on Tuesday night we've got a 70% chance of rain between a half an inch and three quarters of an inch seem to be possible. Winds will shift around a little bit so that on Wednesday it's going to be a little cooler. We'll have a high of 67 with winds out of the northwest at 10 to 15. Then we'll be in the middle 70s on Thursday, back up into the 80s Friday and through the weekend. Right now winds out of the south at 7, overcast skies, and it's 68.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Well, let me see. The Dow Jones people were supposed to be here. All right, hang on. Let's see.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Toronto-based department store operator Hudson's Bay is investigating a data breach at its North American Saks Fifth Avenue and Lord & Taylor stores. As many as 5 million customers may be affected. Wall Street automotive analysts are warning Tesla stock's sharp decline might continue after Friday's 1-2 punch for the automaker. First, the recall announcement for almost half of all the vehicles the company has so far produced. Corroding bolts that could lead to the loss of power steering has forced Tesla to fix 123,000 of its Model S sedans. Then the revelation, its Model X SUV in a fatal crash earlier in March was in autopilot mode. Tesla's stock lost a third of its value in recent weeks due to that crash, continued production problems with the Model 3 sedan, and financial trouble. Futures are pointing to a lower opening on fears of a trade war, with China deepening. Wall Street closed out the week with the Dow up 1.3%, the S&P up 1.4%, and the Nasdaq up 1.6%. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council's first update on code enforcement activities in 3 years included trading opinions whether to give property owners more time to keep grass mowed and resolve other nuisances. During the council's last meeting, Prentice Madison called on giving elderly property owners more warnings before the city takes action that many cannot afford.
If you send out a notification and they took care within the 7 or 10 days that they need to take care of, and then a month or two down the road and it slips an elderly person's mind, you can send someone out and mow it, have it mowed, and now they have this $100 administration fee plus the mow fee. I'm saying that's putting them in a predicament that's unaffordable.
Ben Hardiman acknowledged the city taking action and placing lines will create a hardship for some.
But lack of the ordinance and lack of enforcing the ordinance will also create a hardship and undesirable city for the people living in the neighborhood next to the property that is not maintained, or next to the junk vehicle that action is not taken upon.
The council was told additional warnings would add more staff time and cost to the process of eliminating problems. The College Station City Council is considering action to reduce the amount of money received from newly created impact fees.
The developers are saying, well, wait a minute. You know, on your impact fee list, you said you have to build this water line, but in my project, I'm going to be building part of that water line. Shouldn't you give me a credit for, you know, this project that I'm working on that's on your impact fee list? And that's a legitimate question. The same question comes up with roadways.
Interim Deputy City Manager Dave Coleman was part of a staff presentation at the last council meeting asking if developers should be credited for adding infrastructure at their cost. The council will resume discussion after staff gets feedback from the development community in a possible public meeting. The guest speaker at the last Texas A&M Faculty Senate meeting is in her third month as director of the university's student counseling services. However, Dr. Marianne Covey has been there since 1988. And the purpose of her visit was to respond to the myth that it takes 6 weeks for students to be seen.
There is not a six-week wait. This semester, the longest anyone had to wait was 9 business days.
Covey says the myth that is not only at the university but nationwide is that everybody wants something yesterday and they want it fixed in 10 minutes.
The presenting problem when I started in 1992 that students came to the counseling center was for romantic relationships. That was the number one reason, and it stuck. It stuck for about 15 years. Okay? Then it switched to depression. So in the early 2000s, it went to depression for about 3 or 4 years. Then in the last 5, it has been hands down anxiety. And anxiety just skyrocketed.
She says some students are considering suicide as a coping mechanism for feeling uncomfortable, and she tells students it is fine to be uncomfortable. 3 College Station men who were out on bond from their arrest 6 weeks ago on charges of a vehicle burglary south of the Texas A&M campus are in jail again. According to the Bryan arrest report, the trio admitted to entering an unlocked home on March 13th and took 2 rifles, an Xbox, a television, a laptop, and an iPad while the victim was taking a shower. One of the suspects had been at the victim's house to buy marijuana. The guns were seized by College Station police, and most of the electronic items were sold at local pawn shops. One of the suspects told police they were not going to harm anyone with the guns, but were going to do some recreational shooting. 18-year-old Dylan Slaughter, 21-year-old Brandon Liddell Richardson, and 22-year-old Vernon McDonald remain in jail on bonds of $30,000 each. A North Zulch woman is accused of forging 10 checks belonging to her former employer. 37-year-old Jennifer Westbrook is also being held on a parole violation. Westbrook was arrested by College Station police on 4 counts of forgery, totaling almost $3,300. According to the arrest report, 9 of the checks were made out to Westbrook, and the 10th was to her landlord to pay rent. The forgeries were discovered during an audit, which followed after the woman was fired in January after 6 months on the job. According to online court records, Westbrook pleaded guilty to credit card fraud almost 5 years ago and was sentenced to 9 years. In that case, she was ordered to pay restitution, attorney fees, and court costs. No payment has been made on the total bill of almost $7,700. A Bryan man convicted 3 times last year for driving with an invalid license went to jail again on the same charge. 25-year-old Marcel Oliver was released after posting bond and paying more than $3,400 in fines and court costs from tickets in past cases. According to the arrest report from Bryan police, Oliver was driving a vehicle that was stopped because the front seat passenger was also wanted. The officer who made the arrest noted Oliver had 13 suspensions on his driver's license. The passenger, 27-year-old Ronnie Ray Williams of Bryan, was arrested for a parole violation and warrants for evading arrest twice with a prior conviction and drug charges. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 68 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 37. Drink lemon juice to lower your blood pressure. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Looking for sweeter ways to manage your high blood pressure? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
Make a date for free family fun and experience the many wonders of science and technology at the 2018 Physics and Engineering Festival set for Saturday, April 7th at Texas A&M University. Ride a square-wheeled bicycle, run through a pool of cornstarch, or shoot balloons with lasers. 3 of 200 interactive exhibits that will be on display from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Mitchell Physics Building on the Texas A&M campus. No fees or tickets are required for the free event, which will feature a science circus at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 2:30 p.m., as well
well as opportunities to meet NASA astronauts Greg Chamatoff and Bonnie Dunbar. Close out your educational experience with a 4 p.m. public lecture about unlocking the mysteries of the dark universe by author Dr. Rocky Kolb. Locals can also catch Friday's kickoff segment on the physics of cooking, showcasing celebrity chefs Tay Lee and Mitch Siegert. For more information about an exciting lifelong learning opportunity guaranteed to please kids of all ages, visit physicsfestival.tamu.edu. See you there.
You've heard about it, and now it's here. The 6th Annual Premier Market is April 6th and 7th at the Expo Center. You can experience shopping like never before. Vendors from across the nation selling the perfect gifts for graduation, Mother's Day, and spring and summer weddings. Premier Market features merchants selling unique specialty items, home accessories, clothing, gourmet foods, jewelry, and more. Premier Market is Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Premier Market, supporting the fundraising efforts of the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. Visit premiermarket.org for more.
Good morning, 639, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Infomaniacs from the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, weather, it's sponsored by United Roofing. For over 40 years, locally owned United Roofing has been repairing leaks and replacing roofs damaged by high winds and hail. Let the United pros take care of your commercial or residential repair and replacement. Call 846-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Lots of cloudiness today. It'll be breezy and warm with highs around 80. We could see an isolated shower today. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild overnight. Lows are going to fall back to about 65 to 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop tomorrow. Breezy with a high of 75 to 80. Partial clearing, windy, and much cooler tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Sunshine and breezy Wednesday with highs between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, a crazy finish in the NCAA Women's National Championship game last night.
Ogumba Wale for the win. Good! Arike Ogumba Wale wins the national championship for Notre Dame.
Adam Amin with the call on ESPN, and yeah, it was crazy as Notre Dame rallied. It was the biggest comeback in title game history. The Irish came back from 15 points down to Mississippi State to clip the Lady Bulldogs 61-58. So we'll talk a little bit more about that matchup. Also, the men's NCAA championship game in action tonight. Michigan, you might remember them. They beat the Aggies in the Sweet 16. They'll be in it this evening along with Villanova, so we'll cover that, as well as, of course, plenty of Aggie sports in action over the weekend. Baseball and softball coming up in sports.
There you go. I don't know if y'all had heard that Vic Schaefer is going to speak at Campus Muster.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the Brazos County A&M Club is hosting him at their muster.
That'll be so good.
Just stinks he can't come back with a ring.
Well, it does.
I know.
Yeah, that's,
I know.
What a
crazy Final Four in general. Like, both semifinal games went to overtime. And then yesterday's game was nuts.
Oh, by the way, today is the if you win your Final Four thing, I think, with who's the pizza people?
Oh,
today, Little Caesars, is it? Maybe.
Little Caesars.
Was that who it was?
I don't know. I didn't hear that promo.
Yeah, they had a contest going. I'll have to go back and look it up, but they had some contest, and today is the day you're supposed to be able to cash in.
Gotcha.
So we'll see. All right, let me see. In the meantime, we don't pay attention to it because it's not us. But have you seen the temperatures this morning in the north? I mean,
It's snowing in New York.
It's crazy. It's 23 in Chicago.
Yeah, no thanks.
It's 21 in Minneapolis, 35 in Seattle.
Most people signed up for that kind of stuff, though. They should know.
Hey, it's 43 in Dallas.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah, well, a little closer to home. You heard him say, though, it's going to be maybe chilly tomorrow morning is what they're telling us.
Yes, I was going to say, because and even tomorrow night, I'm looking at a low of 47.
Yeah. So next couple of nights, Tuesday and Wednesday, I think. So maybe one more little taste of that, but, that's okay.
That's
breezy.
Okay.
We're not getting any snow or anything like that.
True.
But those folks up there, it is, after all, April. They're probably ready for that to not be going on anymore.
Right.
But like you say, they signed up for it. Okay, so today in Oklahoma, apparently, teachers are going to walk out of school.
Okay.
They're going to go to the Capitol, and they're going to protest.
Are they
going to
walk all the way there?
Well, I don't know. They're probably people who take buses.
Maybe I would hope so. That's a long ways to. And they wouldn't all arrive at the same time.
No, they probably wouldn't. That's true. But nonetheless, they're going to be there because the legislature, has looked at the idea of giving them, are you ready, a 15% pay raise.
Ooh.
I mean,
that's pretty nice.
It is. Now, that's a good thing, but what it tells me is that
they're not getting paid very much.
That's right. The reason that they're doing that is because it's not. They talked to one guy. This guy's a physical ed teacher. He has to take a second job.
There's days you're just exhausted from your school day, and then, you know, you have to go change and put on your work face to go back to another job.
That guy's a physical education teacher, and he's a waiter for his second job.
Wow.
So, legislature approved an average pay raise of 15% for the state's teachers, but education advocates say that still does not address the bigger problems like years of budget cuts that have led to four-day school weeks in some cases and overcrowded classes. That's in Oklahoma. Mm. So if you don't like your school situation here, understand it could always be worse.
Right, yeah.
Someplace else.
For sure.
So there. Anyway, I don't want to talk politics.
Okay.
I'm sick of it.
It's Monday.
I'm
it
done.
Yeah.
Done.
Happy birthday to Velcro today.
Ooh, that's Velcro. A nice invention.
You know, that really was. And the story that they tell about Velcro is that this guy was walking. He had woolly socks on, and he was walking through a sticker patch kind of thing, and they stuck to his socks. And, you know, that could happen, but it's the idea of taking that technology, and let's see what we can do with that.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Now, you know, there are people who sell Velcro, and they can't call it Velcro.
Right.
It's a generic. We know that. But I think they call it hook and loop.
Hook and loop. That's what I was going to say. I think I remember talking about this last
year. Yep, exactly.
Year.
So that's, you know, and why pay for real Velcro, right?
Right. Well, it's all the same.
Go ahead and get that other stuff. It's
sure.
cheaper, and it works just as well. It's just our little Infomaniacs help out today.
Yep, there you go. You know, don't spend money on you know,
make your life
Velcro.
A little bit easier.
The old that's, hook and loop. Velcro, created for the astronauts.
Oh, is that right, was it?
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Oh, by the way, strawberry-flavored Kit Kats are now a thing you can buy.
Mm. Yeah, I think I'll pass.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not understanding why they did that. You know, again, a million years ago, they had chocolate Quick, and that worked just fine.
Right.
So why did they have to come up with strawberry Quick?
For people who don't like chocolate.
I guess that
may be
it.
Yeah, and strawberry milk's, it's okay. It's not great, but it's okay.
But anyway, they're rolling that out for us. Unlike last summer's Kit Kat release that featured strawberry-flavored white chocolate surrounding the crispy bars and strawberry cream, the new one is milk chocolate on the outside instead. So
oh, interesting.
There you go. Go for
How
that.
How do you make milk chocolate pink?
Well, no, I think the filling must be pink between
okay.
the wafer
oh,
kind
so
of
so it's kind
of
like a chocolate-covered strawberry thing.
It could be. I guess
that
it could work
okay.
like that. That could be. They say it's going to be their next $1 billion global brand. Currently, okay. the factory makes 240,000 Kit Kats every day, and they will up production another 150,000 to meet the demand.
You know, I have not seen a Kit Kat commercial in a while. Remember how, like, catchy that jingle
and
was?
And it is catchy, but you remember it, don't you?
Give me a break.
Guess what?
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Why should they buy advertising?
True, because I remember
it's now implanted in your brain. You've got it going on, and that's all. That's all that they needed, so they did that.
They could do the whole left Kit Kat versus right Kit Kat, like
Twix does that.
Twix does that. Yeah. It's a catchy little jingle.
But Kit Kat has four, so you can't do left and right.
No.
Silly.
Oh, that's right. It's been a long time since I've had a Kit Kat.
Or you could break it in half.
You can.
It's
break you off a piece.
Now today is when all your Easter candy goes on sale.
Oh, yep, good point.
So, you know,
hit
Walgreens or CVS or wherever they do that kind of stuff, and
because it all tastes the same, it just comes in pastel colored wrappers.
That's right. Let that happen. Now, yesterday I was trying to find some chocolate eggs, or Saturday, trying to find some chocolate eggs that didn't have that, you know, that nasty coating on them.
Okay,
you know, just little bitty
nasty
chocolate egg
coating.
Well, you know. That crunchy thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I was buying them for a person who's old enough that they really didn't need that challenge, if you get my
okay,
question.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, but I couldn't find any. Of course, again, it was the Saturday before Easter.
Right.
And so that might make sense, but nonetheless, it's was one of those challenges, a first world problem, but that's okay. We found some sort of a solution.
All used up.
That's
you know,
right.
There were some places closed yesterday.
There were.
I went to the Grocery-atorium, and it was closed.
There were some places closed.
Wow, people closing for Easter.
I know.
How weird.
I thought it was strange because Walmart was closed, and I think most of the grocery stores were closed.
Okay, that is Walmart especially. That is a little strange,
it was.
I guess.
So Sam's was closed, but like
Lowe's was open.
Right.
Oh. Well, Lowe's has to be open. What happens if you got something that breaks?
Yeah,
you got to
right.
fix it?
Yeah, and I mean, if you're hungry, you can get a candy bar while you're there, probably.
Yeah.
So that,
or if they sell hot dogs outside.
Do they do that? Yeah, I had no idea. All right, 648.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 7th, it's Spring Lawn and Landscape Care. This class will cover the building blocks for a beautiful landscape and how to make a great landscape even better. This week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When you need highly skilled help from a craftsman, you call in a specialist. And it's no different in gardening, where we're able to call on special plants with special forms, habits, colors, and textures to fill odd spots in our landscapes. However, to use these plants successfully, you have to know their growth patterns and any special care they might require. I have some of the special spots we all encounter and how best to address them with your plantings. I'll be back with details after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. neilsperry.com. What on earth can you do with a space that's 4 feet wide and 60 feet long? We're talking about the space that separates the city's front sidewalk and the curb. As a matter of aesthetics, builders usually set the walks back several feet from the street to break the impact of all the concrete. As a matter of frustration, we try to plant everything from cactus and rock gardens there to huge shade trees in those funny little rectangles. In reality, it probably would be best if you did as little landscaping in the parkway as possible. First of all, you probably don't own that land. It's probably the city's right-of-way, and they can tear out all your plantings if they decide they need to rework the street or the sewer line. From a standpoint of pure landscaping practice, it's probably best to keep that area simple so you don't draw attention unduly away from the rest of your gardens. All of which is to say turf grass is usually the best answer to parkway plantings. Now, true, you'll also have to mow and edge it, but that's a lot easier than hand-pulling weeds and manual trimming of ground covers and low shrubs. Alleyways can be quite visible. If your neighborhood has rear entry garages, your alley may be a prime spot for good landscaping. The fact that you have another one of those crazy little spaces 18 or 24 inches wide doesn't make it a lot easier. Usually there's a tall fence involved, which further limits your plant choices. Well, capture the chance, gardener. It's your opportunity to set a great example for all of your neighbors as they drive by. Spend a little extra time and effort developing an attractive ground cover bed or establish a neat and tidy planting of turf grass. Use the fence as a support for an attractive flowering vine that can cascade down both sides leisurely, blooming all the while. Might be Carolina jessamine or wisteria, Madame Galen trumpet creeper, or one of the lovely climbing antique roses. If you decide to plant color in the alley, keep it simple. That kind of very symmetrical garden is no place to try the informality of a collection of perennials. Choose instead to use one type of annual flower that will give you a long season of color and maybe replace it then with pansies in the wintertime, but mark them as free for the picking or whatever. Your neighbors will love you. So there are a lot of things you can do with unusual spaces in your landscape. That's the measure of a true gardener, a true educated gardener, how you get through the odd spots. I'm Neil Sperry. And we're going to talk about when the shade gets too heavy in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractors, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:53. Well, it was a rough weekend for 15th-ranked Texas A&M baseball, but the guys were able to pull out a 5-0 win in Saturday's series finale with 24th-ranked Georgia. Aggie starter Mitchell Kilkenny allowed just 3 hits over 6 2/3 scoreless innings to improve to 6-0 on the year.
My fastball command wasn't great, but you know our hitters got us off to a good start. They jumped their pitcher really early, so they gave me the confidence that I needed to compete into the game with not my best stuff.
That's Kilkenny on the SEC Network after the victory. The Aggies improved to 21-8 on the season and 3-6 in SEC play. On the softball diamond, the 12th-ranked Maroon and White came up just short of sweeping 8th-ranked South Carolina yesterday, falling to the Gamecocks 5-3. Now the Aggies took the first two games of the series 3-0 and 2-1, respectively. With the loss, the Maroon and White fall to 32-8 overall and 5-4 in conference. They'll head to Starkville this weekend to take on Mississippi State. 3 relay victories and a discus title wrapped up Texas A&M's 4th and final day at the 91st Texas Relay Saturday. In addition to sweeping a pair of 4x800 relays to start the day, the Aggies defended their title in the men's 4x400 relay to cap the long weekend. Inside the oval, Texas A&M sophomore Serena Brown unleashed a career-best discus throw of 198 feet 1 inch to earn her second victory at the meet following a win in the B section a year ago. Well, it was a crazy finish in the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship last night.
Ogumba Wale for the win. Good! Arike Ogumba Wale wins the national championship for Notre Dame.
That's Adam Amin with the call on ESPN. The shot came with 0.1 seconds left, and Notre Dame topped Mississippi State 61-58. The Irish pulled off the biggest comeback in title game history, rallying from a 15-point deficit in the third quarter and a 5-point deficit in the final minute 58. Now on the men's side of the court, the NCAA championship is sent for tonight with Michigan and Villanova squaring off. Tip-off is at 7:20 in San Antonio. Gerrit Cole struck out 11 over 7 innings in his Houston debut, and the World Series champion Astros rolled, to an 8-2 victory over the Texas Rangers yesterday. Here's Stroh skipper A.J. Hinch on Cole's first outing.
I thought he was exceptional. He was in total control of the game, and I think he finished even stronger than he started. I mean, his stuff was electrifying at the end of the game. I think he was executing pitches.
The Strohs return home tonight to host the Baltimore Orioles for their home opener. First pitch is at 6 o'clock at Minute Maid. Meanwhile, the Rangers head out west to pay a visit to the Oakland A's at 9:05. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. On the court, LaMarcus Aldridge scored 23 points and pulled down 14 rebounds, and 5 other Spurs scored in double figures as San Antonio down Houston 100-83. Here's Spurs head man Greg Popovich after the win.
All in all, I thought we moved the ball well, and Kyle Anderson was, you know, he was a star. He did a great job on a future Hall of Famer in James, so Kyle deserves a lot of credit.
Now, on the other end, James Harden scored 25 points for the Rockets as they saw their 11-game win streak come to an end. Also in action yesterday were the Dallas Mavericks. They fell to the Cleveland Cavaliers 98-87. And Ian Poulter made a 20-foot birdie putt on the final hole to force a playoff and win the Houston Open on the first extra hole to earn the last spot in the Masters, 1 week after Poulter was mistakenly told he had locked up a spot at Augusta National through the world ranking he left no doubt by winning in clutch fashion over PGA Tour rookie Bo Hostler. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
All right, Grandpa, this is the newest vehicle on the market.
It's a golf cart.
It's not a golf cart. It's Club Car's new Onward, a new personal transportation vehicle.
Well, what's so special about it?
Well, it's really cool. You can customize it with genuine club car accessories. Choose gas or electric, lifted or non-lifted, two or four passenger. Then pick the color, seats, sound system, and more.
Does it serve coffee?
No, but it has built-in safety features like predictable handling and highly visible LED lighting.
I see.
Oh, and you can flip this back seat down to haul tools and mulch and flip it up for Abby and Katie to ride along.
Your little sisters would love that, and so would I. Well, I guess I just have one question.
What's that?
Do the neighbors have one yet?
Onward from Club Car. Great for getting around your neighborhood, your property, and even the golf course. Go to clubcar.com to find yours locally at Aggieland Golf Cars on Highway 30. Financing available on site. Shop now at AggielandGolfCars.com.
You've heard about it, and now it's here. The 6th Annual Premier Market is April 6th and 7th at the Expo Center. You can experience shopping like never before. Vendors from across the nation selling the perfect gifts for graduation, Mother's Day, and spring and summer weddings. Premier Market features merchants selling unique specialty items, home accessories, clothing, gourmet foods, jewelry, and more. Premier Market is Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Premier Market, supporting the fundraising efforts of the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. Visit premiermarket.org for more.
Here's your weather. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated, Malik. Feel the difference. High temperature today, about 81 degrees. Got a 20% chance of rain. Tomorrow we'll do about the same. Chance of rain increases to 70% tomorrow night. Going to have a front come through here and cool things off. Tuesday and Wednesday night will be in the upper 40s, it looks like. But we're back up to 80 by the weekend. See how that works out for us. Right now it's 68 degrees. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.